She'd built up a resistance to nearly all the sedatives that came in liquid form. Don didn't know why it worked, but he was glad it did. The bitch could get downright nasty when she woke up. He blinked in disbelief at what he saw in the drawer. The glass chamber, which should have been empty to receive the next dose, was still filled with blood. Hands trembling, he followed the intravenous line to where it disappeared into the wall. A chunk of a pill that hadn't dissolved was stuck in the thin plastic tube, forcing the flow of blood to a trickle. The Oracle had never gotten her sedative. The rest happened too fast. He looked up, saw the face of the Oracle pale and inquisitive, touching the glass. Her eyes were open. He staggered back, screaming, tripped over his own feet, and landed at those of the sleeping lab assistant. Blood pooled around the guy's sneakers. He wasn't just sleeping. Don opened his mouth to scream, but the sound never made it out. Chapter 1, Inevitability. Carrie, I think it's time you called Nathan. I knew that statement would come sooner or later. I'd just been hoping it would be much, much later. We were lounging in Max's bedroom, the only room in his spacious, opulently furnished condo that had a television. For the past 3 weeks, all we'd done was lie around during the days and